Today, we're jumping into a simple but honestly a pretty powerful framework for movement expert Ginny Massey. It's all about making your teaching way more effective and, just as important, a lot more sustainable for you. So let's just start with a question that I bet is going to hit close to home for a lot of you. You're a movement instructor, right? You're teaching class after class, you're giving it everything you've got, and at the end of the day, you are just completely talked out. Your voice is just gone.
You know that feeling of exhaustion? It isn't just about being physically tired. It actually points to a really specific problem that's super common in our field, the repetitive cueing problem.
I mean, it is so easy to fall into this trap, isn't it? We've all been there. We find ourselves saying the same things over and over again, counting every single rep, correcting the exact same alignment. And not only does that lead to serious burnout for us, but our clients, they can start to tune us out, and that really gets in the way of their own learning.
But, and this is the good part, there is a way out. There's a structured process that can actually break this cycle. It makes your teaching way more impactful for your clients, and believe me, a whole lot less exhausting for you. It's a simple three-step solution. And what's great is that this solution isn't some complicated theory. It's a really clear roadmap, just three phases that build on each other. First, you create the setup. Then you set the pace. And finally, you use what Massey calls the power cue. Okay, so let's dig into those first two steps. I want you to think of these as the absolute foundation for every single exercise. Before you can get to the really cool, transformative stuff, you have to nail the basics. So, step one is all about the setup. This is your moment to be super clear, super efficient. Your entire goal here is just to get your clients into position safely. Make sure they totally understand the exercise, the equipment, and what you expect from them from the get-go. No confusion, just a clear path forward.
All right, so they're all set up. Your job shifts. Step two is where you set the pace. For those first one or two reps, you basically become the metronome. You use your voice to set the rhythm, you're cueing the breath, when to inhale, when to exhale. At this moment, you are 100% in charge of the tempo.
Okay, and now with that solid foundation built, we get to step three. This is what Ginny Massey calls the secret sauce of the whole thing. It's such a simple little shift in your language, but it completely changes the entire dynamic of the class.
And this brings up a really interesting question, right? If repeating ourselves is what leads to burnout, is there any cue that you can actually use over and over again that doesn't get old, that actually gets more powerful?
The answer is kind of shocking in its simplicity. It's just two little words. Keep going. That's it. But its real power is all about how and when you use it. Now, this is not just some throwaway phrase to fill the silence. You have to think of it as a bridge. It's like a verbal handoff. You're literally transferring the responsibility for the pace and the form from you, the instructor, over to the client. It gives them the power to own their own movement.
Let's make this real. Imagine you're teaching hundreds on the reformer. You guide them through the setup. You cue that first breath cycle to get the rhythm going. And then you say, okay, now keep going. And in that little bit of space you just created, you can now layer in a deeper, more specific cue. The client now has two jobs: keep the rhythm going and integrate that new piece of information. So we know what it is and how to do it. But the big question is, why is this so transformative? It goes so much deeper than just saving your voice. It has a huge effect on both you and the people you're teaching.
I mean, the difference is just night and day. You're moving away from this old model where the client is totally dependent on you, just passively following instructions. Instead, you're creating an environment where they become an empowered, active participant in their own movement. It's a total game changer.
So by stepping back a little, you're doing so much more than just saving your vocal cords. You are actively helping your clients build those neural pathways that lead to real, long-term change. You're giving them the mental space to actually think and feel. And let's be real, sometimes the most powerful tool we have is silence. Keep Going lets you use that silence in a really strategic way.
Now hold on, this doesn't mean you should use this for every single exercise. That would get old fast, right? The sweet spot, what the source materials suggest, is using this Keep Going bridge for about 30 to 50% of the exercises in a given class. That keeps it fresh and effective.
And that really brings us to the heart of this whole thing. This technique isn't just a new trick for cueing. It's a fundamental shift in your teaching philosophy. It's about moving from being a director to being a guide. So I'll leave you with this question to chew on.
what happens when you empower your clients to stop listening so hard to you and start, really start, listening to themselves.